Today we meet Bev Slack, Mount Barker Citizen of the Year. Bev is very well known in the community in Macclesfield for her kindness and generosity. She's been involved in the Macclesfield RSL, St John's, Anglican Church, Macclesfield Young at Heart Club. She writes for the local newsletter and is chief organiser of the Christmas Carols. Welcome, Bev, and congratulations.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you very much.
What motivates you to be such a big part of community life?
Because I enjoy the Macclesfield community, and while I can do things like that, and everything I do, I thoroughly enjoy. I love being part of everything, the RSL, the Young at Heart, the church, the newsletter, and you know, there's so many other helpers with it too, but it's when you do something that you really love, you just keep on doing it.
What do you love about Macclesfield?
Well, my husband was born here. Mount Barker's close, everything's close. We're far enough away and not a real upbuilt part now. It's just lovely. Everybody's friendly. If you talk about having something on, everybody's there to help. We just love being here. It's a lovely, quiet spot, and one of our sons live here. We've got two beautiful grandchildren that live here. We just love the whole area.
Beautiful. And it must be a joy to work on the carols.
Yes, yes, it's wonderful. Even for Santa, I visit Santa. As I walk to the back door of Santa's place, he says to me, "Oh, what date will it be?" He's just, you know, wonderful. I've got a really good association with Santa. Yeah, and the men from the fire brigade are so helpful. Fred Kittle from the fire brigade does all our lighting and everything, and we've got a wonderful group. We have a choir, and it's just, you know, because there's been so many things that can't be on with COVID and that, it's just lovely that we can have something and to see the community get together and sit out on the lawn and enjoy the night. It's really wonderful. I love it.
Oh, that's wonderful. With me at the moment is Mount Barker Citizen of the Year, Bev Slack. Any highlights over the almost three decades you've been in Macclesfield with your voluntary work?
Well, I did receive an Affiliate of the Year certificate through the RSL, but we love the RSL in particular, mainly because my husband was in national service and called up to Vietnam. His father was a ratter to Brooke. You know, the history of the family with the church, his mum and dad were married in the Macclesfield St John's Church and a couple of his sisters. And I think that's just the general, and the shop, you know, being in the shop, such a wonderful community.
Yeah. And tell us about the Macclesfield Young at Heart Club. What's that all about?
We get together on Wednesdays and Fridays and have an exercise class. We do an exercise for an hour and then we have a cup of tea and that together afterwards. And once a year in May, they have a big morning tea, which is very successful. I think last year they raised $27,000 for the Cancer Council. And some of us, we learn a little dance and do a dance up on the stage and we have a lot of fun. It's just a wonderful group, men and women. And, yes, they're a very friendly, very nice group of people.
Are you involved in other groups or hobbies that you enjoy, Bev?
We have bingo at the RSL once a month. We have a tea night on the first Friday. We raise a little bit of money through that. The bingo is a lot of fun. Our son is bingo caller. The two grandchildren are involved.
Oh, that sounds fun. Does he do all the, you know, the slang terms that rhyme?
Yeah, he does all that. Yeah, he's very good.
Oh, that's fun. Are there other things that you like to do for fun, Bev?
Oh, well, one of the things that I actually did this year with a Young at Heart was we had a Christmas party. My husband dressed up as Santa and so I dressed up as his helper. I wore a red tutu and I'm 72 years old and I was getting around in a red tutu. So generally I like to just have fun, yes.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. And any hopes for the future?
Oh, I just wish that the COVID would go away.
That'd be good.
Because it's very hard at the moment. You can't do anything, any fundraising or anything, and it's very difficult. And I just like to keep going as long as I can. I enjoy it. A lot of the time, most of the family are involved in it. My husband and I have been married for 51 years.
Oh, wow.
And, I just love being involved in things. It's wonderful.
I often ask when I have guests on who've been married for decades and decades what they think the secret is to a long marriage. What do you think?
I think we just got the same interests. We love the garden. We love our family, our grandchildren. We like being involved in the same things. And just generally, we get on well together.
That helps.
It does.
Oh, well, congratulations again, Bev. Wonderful to receive that recognition. And thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.